This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have we mentioned it's Friday yet? Have we? Because that's like the good vibes and variety we need. There's a variety of days. Friday is the one you want. It's the best vibiest of all the good vibes days. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. So a few months ago, I went into Creative Energy, the location in Center Fell. CreativeEnergy.com. They sell hot tubs, spas. They've got everything that you would need to create like that backyard paradise.
Just walking through Creative Energy.
Just walking on through. And we picked out our hot tub. And so yesterday we were doing the exact placement. They're going to pour a pad for it, you know, in the backyard. And so we're standing there. And I just, at one point, I closed my eyes and I just tried to let the world fall away and thinking, when you open your eyes, your hot tub's going to be right there in front of you. And you're just going to put your toe in. And then sink it in further and then feel it creeping up your leg. Oh, it's so good. I cannot wait. We're not that far away. Just not that far away from this huge moment in my life when my brand new hot tub from Creative Energy shows up at my house. You can create your own personal paradise too. Just visit a Creative Energy store. Find them online at creativeenergy.com. Sorry, I know I'm like perving out a little bit on a hot tub, but I am very excited about it. Just, you know, you don't realize how long it's going to take to... It's us, too. It's not them. That thing, we ordered it. It's sitting at their warehouse
ready. Oh, we know.
I know. I just, you know, projects.
Yeah, you have to make it into a big project.
I know. I did have to make it into a big... And it has been raining. In my defense, it has been raining. It's been raining. Just don't point at me. Don't point and laugh.
The other day, she goes, "You have four cars parked at your house. Your neighbors must..." And I was like, biting my tongue, going... Oh, my neighbors.
Listen.
Oh, my neighbors and all my projects, I'm sure.
My neighbors have forgotten about all my projects because of the giant project house that's been going on for pushing 3 years now. And so I cannot, they say they're almost done. I can't wait to pull into my part of the street and have there be actual parking spaces.
All because of all the...
It's unbelievable. There's 15 gigantic trucks and always like a bunch of dudes standing right out in front of my house. I'm always like,
You're right. I've never gone to your house and not seen...
Had to deal
trucks.
With what's going on there.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. So I get to be the hater for once. The little thing I'm doing, they just, no one even notices it. Like, get it all done while they're working on the house next door, John. Okay, so let's start with the other night at a Knicks game, Tracy Morgan was courtside and just vomited everywhere. Just a huge, it's a huge mess. If you've seen the video I'm so sorry. If you haven't seen the video, do not look at it. Even today, as I was looking at these, this new thing that's happening, I went, oh God, why does that have to be in this picture with this person? So while we saw this on the internet and we saw the videos and the projectile thing that happened.
Those courtside seats are part of the game.
You're right there. Like if they go out of bounds right there, they're on top of you. Like
they had to stop the game to clean up his mess because it was 1 inch from the actual court.
Right. It was shut down for 10 minutes. I guess they do it pretty quick. Remember it when you were in school and they would come, like the janitor would come by and put like kitty litter or something absorbent
that smell. On top
of that smell was horrible. And then the smell of that interacting with the kitty litter and it just was there. And then they would come back a couple minutes later and pick it. They didn't have that kind of time to wait. They had to mop it up. Got to get that out of there. It's got to be
a weird memory you have. I don't remember that at all.
Really?
You don't remember people barfing in school?
That's,
in the
smell.
Halls. It was almost like it always happened.
Yeah, that smell is like that. I can smell it now.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe that's an East Coast thing.
Why would it be, though?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Why is there so much barfing at your school?
It was a lot of barfing.
It felt like it happened enough that I remember the smell distinctly. So
and the kitty litter. You both just went, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like a oatmeal looking
thing. Because they would sprinkle that on and then it would sit, it would expand and be, you know, absorb all the.
Do you have a memory of
grossness.
Booting at school yourself?
I have barfed at school.
Daddy's shy. Oh, yeah.
Because your mom would make you go to, my mom had to go to work. So she's like, yeah, your stomach, I'm so sure. And then you barf later and then you get to go to the nurse's office, which was always nice. I don't even think they have nurse's offices anymore.
I do.
Schools. Do they?
At my daughter's school.
Oh, that's good. That's good. A lot of kids are on medications too. Like they got to have someplace to go to get their meds, right?
Yeah, when I get sick at school, I'd have to sit there all day in the nurse's office because my parents worked. And
right.
It was single mom, you know?
Yeah.
She couldn't take off work to come get her pukey kid.
Yeah. So all the other kids who came in to see the nurse that day, you gave them whatever flu or whatever you had. Yeah. Super gross. Anyway, so he yaks. He's right there in the front row. Now, let's say you're Steven Spielberg's daughter and you're like, Dad, I totally want to go to the Knicks game. Do you think I could get me some courtside for that? And he's all like, yeah, let me call. Pull up. This is my Steven Spielberg impersonation. Yeah, let me call. I'll figure it out for you, honey. Don't worry. I'll get you courtside. It'll be great. Whenever they take pictures, you'll be in them. So Steven Spielberg's. So I don't know if you have any memories of looking at these videos and pictures of the Tracy Morgan incident at the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. But there are two hot blondes in almost all the pictures.
She's the hot blonde on his left, right?
She's the one. So there's a seat between them. His friend or whatever, I guess, was right next to him.
Got up and ran out of there.
Right. Like, I got to go. And then it's her. There's two blondes. She's the one with, I think, the shoulder length blonde hair. And then there's a girl who's one further away from him to the left. But she's sitting right there. And there are some pictures of her that have become a meme for a bad day.
Like, I'm not surprised.
Like, there she is. She's got this look on her face like, and she's. Her whole body language is leaning away. And then the meme is, I had a great time. It's just, oh God. And then I was trying to not see the stream. But there it is. Let's scroll up on this story a little bit. I did not even know that Steven Spielberg had a bunch of kids. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just has this daughter, Destry.
Is she Kate Capshaw's kid?
I think so, right? They've been married. This woman, I would say she looks 25. Oh, she's 28. Yes, youngest child of Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw. So they do have some other kids. That's wonderful. So she was visibly grossed out. She joked about that later when she put up her, you know, she's now, when something bad happens, you put up the picture of Destry. It's, you know, she's glad he's okay and this is fine. I didn't know anything about her. Maybe this is like the viral moment she's been waiting for. I don't really know how people plan these things out when they're the sons and daughters of famous people.
I would think she's not waiting for it. She sits courtside at Knick games on a random night. Like she's not working. She doesn't do stuff. Mm.
But she wants to be known. Everybody wants to, don't they?
Well,
maybe not.
If you're Steven Spielberg's kid, I bet you are known.
Yeah.
In
I don't know.
Circles that matter. I'm sure she's known.
I think if you walk into a restaurant, though, if you're Tracy Morgan, you get the table. If you're Destry Spielberg, they're like, I'm sorry, who?
And wouldn't you expect that if she wanted to act, there's no better Nepo baby situation than being Spielberg's
yeah,
kid?
Yeah, I don't know what she doesn't say really much about her, except that she likes basketball, I guess. She is very pretty. Very pretty. You know?
I
lovely young lady.
I actually don't hold it against someone who's born to money and lives a great life. I mean, I would hold it against her if she took it for granted. But if she's someone who just does thing fun stuff all the time and never has to think about how I'm going to pay the bills this week, good for her.
She says, genuinely so glad he's okay, Tracy Morgan. Honestly, thank you for making my first courtside game one to remember.
First?
That's what it says.
Okay.
I will definitely never forget this one.
She's listed as an actress director.
Oh.
But you've never heard of anything she's done.
Well, you know, she doesn't, that's the thing about people who come from, like, I don't know what his net worth is or their net worth is together, but I'm thinking blitheringly rich. So she can do the things that interest her. And look, it could totally go off the rails. People who have really rich, famous parents are often ruined by that. They can
become drug addicts and end up dead.
They can go down really terrible paths. And so it's actually nice to have never heard of her. At 28, how did, you know, it was wonderful.
How many, oh, there's three Spielberg kids, is that right?
It looks like it. Hold on, let me see here. I had a list of them here.
I'll say this real quick. Kate Capshaw is a terrible actress, so she is terrible in the Indiana Jones movies. She does is scream. Yeah. And I'm sure that's what the part was, but I just, rewatching it not that long ago, I was like, how sad that that's all they could have her do is be the damsel in distress.
I guess Stephen just wanted her to be around him long enough to propose.
Right.
You know how sometimes people look at someone and the world falls away, and he's got seven kids. He had, it looks like he had three kids with Amy Irving.
Oh.
Kate has a couple kids with, I guess her ex-husband, Robert Capshaw. Then there's an adopted kid. And then they have four kids. Stephen and Kate have daughter Sasha, who's 34, Sawyer, who's 33, and Michaela, who's 29, and then Destry, who's 28. So anyway, apparently this was her first time courtside, and what a night it was. It's funny, though, because I don't know about everybody else, but as I watched all the videos and saw it from every angle, I totally noticed the two blonde girls going, oh, the whole time.
Mm. I didn't watch the video, though. I don't. Oh, he booted? Okay.
I know.
That's all I need
and
to know.
Honestly,
I know
don't
what that
watch
looks
it.
Like. Ooh. Thanks.
It's super gross. Let's see. I only have time for one more quickie. I'll do this one. Netflix has ordered a new show. It's a competition series inspired by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the whole Willy Wonka thing. It's called The Golden Ticket. It combines adventure, social dynamics, and strategy, and it takes place inside a, quote, retro-futuristic dreamscape of a chocolate factory. It'll combine elements of strategy, adventure, social dynamics, contestants seek to gain entry to a retro-futuristic factory via getting some kind of golden ticket, and then try to make it through all the challenges they encounter once they're inside, it looks like. And they're saying directly it's inspired by the whole Willy Wonka thing. I guess Netflix acquired the intellectual property in 2021. Is it Roald Dahl? Did he write that?
Yes.
They're saying Dahl. His other books included The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is a great movie. I mm-hmm. love that. Matilda, James and the Giant Peach,
mm-hmm.
The Big Friendly Giant. BFG.
That's a cool movie.
Mm. And many others. And however, they're saying they're going to try and bring the magic of the chocolate factory to life like never before, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm sure it won't be anything like Squid Game. Of course, that's the first thing I thought of. Like,
you know what my kid was watching last night as I was making dinner? I had the basketball on and then she said, I'm putting on Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
And I went,
which
really?
Version?
The very first cartoon one.
Oh.
And she put it on and I realized, I've never seen this.
Is it a Disney thing?
It is. Mm. I've never seen it. I've seen enough pieces all over the place to know what the characters look like and know what, I haven't seen that.
Hmm. I wonder if she would, did she like it?
Yeah, she loves it.
I wonder if she would like the Johnny Depp version of that.
She said mom won't let me watch that one yet.
Mm.
I asked her.
Yeah. Well, maybe mom is like, I'm going to watch that first. Yep. I know this one's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And you know, do you? The olden days, there's a lot of different stuff.
It's true.
That,
it is
that
true.
Movie must be what?
Mm.
The 60s?
I don't know. It was when we were kids. I definitely saw it. So, but I don't know how I did. They must have shown it on TV even. Because remember, that would be like after a couple years after it was in theaters or whatever, they would.
I don't remember.
Here you go. What year do you think Alice in Wonderland came out?
The Disney cartoon.
63.
Version. I'll say 67.
1951.
Oh, geez Louise.
Boy, so that was old it by was the time originally we were born. Black and white?
No, they had color in 50.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, in the movies, maybe they did, but it would be, really? That actually does seem like...
They didn't have color TV.
Well, no, but they had color movies.
Okay.
The movie was
did they?
Color.
So you could go to the movies and it would be in color?
Yeah.
Or was it that they...
I mean, it was what, late 30s when Wizard of Oz came out and it was all in color.
Yeah, but they colorized that. They colorized the Oz stuff. No?
No. In the original, it was colored. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we need our research department.
I'm looking up something right now. Hold on.
Maybe they actually painted each cell in color, and then it was just a black and white movie. I don't know. It's funny to think, as far as we know, I mean, TV's in HD on a 4K screen. I get real sick of looking at that one TV, but you know.
I'll get to the bottom of this during the break. So Paul Revere is coming up and more after these.
Okay.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Symphony San Jose. This weekend, experience the magic of Hollywood at Symphony San Jose's Hollywood Spectacular. Enjoy your favorite movie scores performed live by the Symphony.
Oh.
Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at SymphonySanJose.org. SymphonySanJose.org. Here's what's happening. Clouds today.
Oh.
No rain expected, but mostly cloudy.
Looks like a pretty good weekend.
Looks okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no rain. I mean, that's good. I have a story coming up about spring cleaning. I'm not doing that yet, but that is, like, I'm feeling that right now. Like, dry up so I can get some stuff done.
Yep.
Anyway. Here's what's happening. I wanted to read this one to you because I can't. You're from Boston.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
Okay. I'll try.
This is a fast fact, everyone.
Oh.
Paul Revere.
Fast, yeah. Fast, 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 fast. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere. One if by land, two if by sea. That's the only part I know.
Paul Revere didn't yell the British are coming.
What did he yell?
Because everyone there was British. They were all British.
So what did he yell?
He probably used the most common term for British soldiers, the regulars.
Oh.
You don't know that? You never heard that?
No.
It never occurred to you? Like, wait, the British are coming. All you fools are British.
Yeah, they were all British citizens at that point.
Yeah. So...
although maybe they declared themselves something else by then.
The story,
right?
as you've heard it, is not true.
Mm.
Weird.
Yeah.
This is another one that just came up recently, so I thought, all right. There's no difference between Slurpees and Icy's. They're both made by the same Icy company. 7-Eleven just has a licensing deal to call them Slurpees.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is a very interesting fact.
Wow. Now, just that's a Friday fast fact right there.
Mind blown.
Whoa.
It's a monopoly on the Icy's.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought they were definitely competitors. Doesn't it seem like Icy only has the two flavors and then then you can mix them together? You're like, whoa.
Cherry and blue.
Yeah. Blue and red. Those are the flavors. Where Slurpee, I feel like they have a zillion flavors. That's very strange.
Boston.
Yes. Oh, another Boston one.
Was named after a 7th century saint.
Really?
You don't know?
Mm-mm. No.
Botolph of Thorny.
All right.
Old
Boston it is. Old Botolph of Thorny. It just got to be quite a mouthful. They're like, just make it Boston. Put the ST for saint right in the middle there.
Very few details are known about his life, but that's the guy. Botolph of Thorny.
What was he the saint of? Thorns?
I don't know. I don't.
Thorny crowns?
This is your chance to flex.
I don't have any flex on either of those
flex,
things.
Like, show no, us what's
I
up.
I just clearly don't know.
You've done that walk.
With the Freedom Trail?
Yeah.
Oh,
how many times?
A bunch.
Right.
Well, I grew up around there, so that would be the school field trip.
Right.
Yeah. Someday you have to go to Boston
and do
that. You would love it.
I know I would. No, I know
and
I would.
The Plus, North End, oh my God.
I've been working with the so Boston good. Lady for all these years. Of course I want to check it out.
Oh my God, meet me there. I'll take you everywhere. Oh,
graffiti.
I'm ready.
Is plural.
Ah, so one piece graffito. Of graffito is your, like Banksy has done many graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one example of his graffito. No, that's there's one graffito. Or something. I don't know.
Do you want to fight yourself real quick? Yeah. I mean, you can.
Hey, in my mind, I am right now. Don't worry. I have it covered.
Gotta fight somebody.
Everyone else around you walks away.
I'll fight myself. Oh, my God. I was having a mental fight in my head the other day, and I was actually, like, mumbling under my breath, and John's like, who are you fighting with? You!
Yes, where's the dingy ding ding for that?
Oh, oh well, John.
Feels good.
John.
Being feisty all the time.
It does?
Mm.
Okay.
It keeps me awake, you know? Otherwise, I'd just be napping all the time. It
keeps us all awake.
On guard.
Winter is officially over. Yay. With the first day of spring being yesterday.
Yeah.
Home Depot claims 2/3 of Americans are amped up for the big spring clean. I am part of that. I don't mean to be. I don't really like doing chores. I don't get off on it, but the garage at my house, we don't park cars in there. So it's just, it becomes the offload. And so through the holidays where all the decorations were in there and out of there and back in there and some got put away, some are still lingering. Like, I just want to take every single thing out of that garage, push it out onto the street, clean it, and put back what stays and throw, like dump or donate
whatever.
Whatever needs to go.
Do you guys ever on your street have like the community yard sale?
We haven't, but we need to.
Yeah. I think that's the way because most people don't have enough to really do a big yard sale. Most people, some hoarders do, I'm sure, but they wouldn't let go of anything. But when you have your whole, you know, if you live on a dead end or just have a quiet chunk of a street and some good neighbors, that's really fun. Somebody puts out a yard sale and you're like, oh, I'll bring some stuff. I got some stuff. I'll bring it over.
There is, I want to say they do it twice a year where the trash company says you can dump.
Oh, yes.
You know, and they'll, you can put anything
large
out on the curb.
Large item takeaway, right.
That's one of my favorite days.
Mm.
Like I just get off. I'm putting the stuff that's been sitting around that I haven't gone to the dump for, that it needs to go. Christina doesn't hoard, but she's someone like she had this bike rim, that, just a rim, just sitting there. And I kept saying, let's get rid of this. You're never going to use it. That's an expensive bike rim. It's just one bike rim that we've been carrying around for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've never once looked at it as a way of using it. I'm gonna.
Did she make it into like a dream catcher?
I don't know. I put it out by the curb and found it back in the garage.
Oh, she grabbed it. It's become that bone of contention.
Thing, yeah, it's gone now.
Oh.
She doesn't know it, but it's gone now.
Well, she'll never,
she might know
she'll
it now
never
if she's
it.
Listening to right. us now. But
morning, Christina.
It's gone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Finally got rid of that thing.
Sorry.
Well, you know.
Sorry about it.
I mean, I understand. You seem to think you're going to get around to that. But after about 10 years, it's safe to say you won't.
Right.
And I also have this thing in the back of my head. I'll buy you 10 rims. Can we get rid of this one? Never going to use that. Anyway, right. 65% of us are looking forward to spring cleaning. 80% feel a sense of accomplishment from it, for sure.
Mm.
85% say it improves their mental health. Yeah, if you can walk into your own garage and not trip over crap.
Yes.
Oh, right. You don't have a garage.
I don't.
Oh, that's too bad. Where's everything go?
Mm. Into every nook and cranny.
Oh.
We have two attics that we created. And we have sheds.
You mean the attic space before was not usable and you...
Wasn't an attic. It was just...
You turned it into space.
Yeah. Yeah. We put those pull-down stairways in.
But it's not a room like someone could live in there.
Oh, no. Okay. No, one of them is tall enough that you could be standing on your knees, like kneeling, and then all that one's big and it's all kinds of boxes. And then there's the Halloween stuff and the Christmas stuff, like you said. And man, that one's a pain in the ass because there's actual pieces of furniture. I'm like, well, never. I don't want to even get it out of here because I don't think we can get it down these little stairs. And then the other one is like you're crawling. It's It's one box high in there. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, if you're going to put it up there, you just get rid of it. But no, and it's not up to me. I don't need to have an opinion about everything.
Let me ask you some.
Ask me away.
In your attic, let me do it this way. In my attic, I don't know if it's common for roofers to just hammer nails through the thing and there are truly nails sticking out of the...
Yeah,
so
that
happens. If you go into my attic, you truly are risking a nail in the head.
Oh.
Because they're sticking through. When Christina's gone up there, I'm like, put your helmet on. And I also will put a helmet on. I don't know if I should just bang those sideways or just keep wearing a helmet.
Well, you wouldn't want to push them out because they are...
I know they're holding something. I know.
Holding your shingles on there.
But you bang them sideways so they're not pointing down and now they're not...
They're fine. Just put your helmet on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so sketchy. If you stood up, you'd fully get it through the...
I know. I've thought that to myself too. Like, those look like a bunch of holes in my roof. But then people just don't have anything else to say. They're like, yep, those are the shingle nails.
On the list of things people want to get done this spring, washing the windows and window screens.
We do that. Our window screens get so full of like spider webs and stuff. Whoa. And so we pull those off and John uses the compressed air on them. And they look smashing for like, I don't know, a week. And then we go through and wash all the windows.
Hire someone? You guys do it yourself.
No, we do it because we only have a one-story house. So it's easy. But when we used to live in our other house, we had someone come out and do it. Because we got weather. And like every, you know, it's why they clean the, they have a thing that drops down on most buildings to clean right. All those. Because it just gets nasty. Like those windows just get, and they look so, you don't realize the dullness you've been living in when they first clean them. I love that feeling.
Other spring cleaning chores include cleaning the grill.
Oh.
Memorial Day is in May, and it's considered the start of grilling season, and people want to be ready for it.
Mm.
Getting your yard in order, everything from mowing and weeding to adding flowers and mulch, maybe pulling out those cushions that have been also in the garage taking up space. 76% said projects help cure spring fever.
They define that
as a lazy or restless feeling often associated with the onset of spring.
That you want to get out of the house and stuff. Like, I love that feeling. Like, I've been looking at that all winter. I cannot wait to just yank that out of there and clean that up and get that fixed up or changed. Like right now, what hanging over my head are my hanging baskets. I have these 6 hanging baskets that I put new flowers in every year and switch out the moss that holds them in. By the end of the summer, they're gorgeous and hanging with beautiful flowers. And right now, they're like a bunch of dead stuff and some sticks. And
where do you move them to? Or you don't move them? They just
hang there all year. They hang there looking gross. And then I pull them down. I'll pull them down in April probably, coming up here, and change them into something pretty. That'll grow all summer.
And then it'll die again.
Mm-hmm. Then it dies when the winter comes.
You do that every time.
Every year. I love it. It's like a ritual for me. You know, I just can't. I can't get enough dirt under my fingernails.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My week off will be all spring cleaning. Tiny violin. You know what, though?
That's on the other side, a staycation.
You will truly be, like, so proud of yourself and so proud of where you live once it's, you know, useful again.
I know. I love that feeling. Something that's needed your attention for a while that you finally just bust open and get to it and put it to bed. And now it's done and you can be proud of it. I love that feeling. I don't know if I want to do it on my vacation. I kind of feel you, but.
Sarah.
Yara.
Standing on your knees is called kneeling.
Okay, thanks. You're right about that.
Yep.
That's what it's called. It's called uncomfortable at my house. Like, oh, geez. My old lady knees.
Sarah.
Yes, kneeling.
Did the Clark boys keep school memories with them when they moved to NYC? Did you burn them or are they in the attic?
Some are in the attic. You know what we did for a long time? and we have a few of these around the house, is whenever they would, some notable piece of art would come home or whatever, we slipped it into the front of the big frame. So they we have a bunch of frames that are like an inch thick, bulging with artworks from, and someday I'll just hand them those. There you go. Take all your, that's basically everything that was worth a damn that you did in your whole school career.
And that will be the start of their attic and their junk.
That's right. That's what happens. It's hard to throw that kind of stuff away.
415 is calling what I did to Christina's bike rim a real rim job.
No. Oh, that's
ba-dum-bum. That
deserves that. Nice job.
Can't believe none of us picked up on that.
Yeah.
Give it a rim shot. Thank you.
Vinny, I so love you for your organizational OCD nature. That's right up my alley. You're my brother from another mother. Yes, get rid of that bike rim. I did. Mm. When she realizes it, I'm going to be in trouble. But
yeah. Could you just put a nail in the wall and hang it on there, and then there it is up out of the way, and you don't have to move it around anymore? No?
It's
was it already?
Already gone.
Okay. Oh, great.
It's gone.
Great.
You don't have to worry.
But, yeah, I don't have to,
but no, I don't want...
no more time needs to be spent thinking about that?
Time, this thing. What is this thing still doing here? Yeah. I'm going to use that.
I got big plans for that, man.
Yeah, you have had you...
Does she have a whole nother bike that works, and she,
yes,
know, so she doesn't need that rim.
It wouldn't even fit the bike that she's got. That she would.
Could she have sold that rim?
Yes,
the one rim
for like whatever.
$11.
Yeah, maybe
$42.
Who knows?
$150.
Who knows?
I don't know. Bike stuff is really expensive.
I know, but if you don't sell it, then somebody will have to remove it behind your back.
Do something with it. Oh boy.
We were talking about color movies.
Yeah.
And we kind of got to the bottom of it. It turns out there were color, not color TV, but color movies as early as the 30s.
Yes. And cartoons. Snow White was the first one. And that was
1937. Yeah.
1937 was the first color cartoon.
But so I just, it's hard to believe.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Full length movie.
My kid pressed play on Alice in Wonderland. And the first thing that hit me was, I don't think I've seen this. The second thing was the credits run before the movie starts.
Oh, yeah. All the old movies are right.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like there's a song going and, you know, page after page of these people's names.
Wow. They really used to do that to everybody. You will wait for your entertainment.
But then when it was over, it was over.
We watched Invasion of the Body Snatchers recently, like last weekend, I think. And it was, and I weirdly noticed. Yeah. We were talking about it and we had never seen it together. So we watched it. And it's just, it's fun. It's a fun watch because it's like that classic horror movie.
What year is that though?
It's got to be 1958. I don't know. It's really early days. Can you see when the original Invasion? In the acting
78.
No.
56.
Thank
excuse
you.
Me.
I think I saw the 78 version.
Yeah,
yes, there is. But so we go back and we watch the original. And that was as we're watching it, we're like, wow. Like, can we just, let's fast forward to the place where the movie starts because this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that was happening for Allison. I just want to say Winterland.
Winterland so much. I'm
Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to probably watch it this weekend.
Mm.
See what's going on with that.
That's fun.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Movies, TV, and Alec and hilarious Baldwin.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.